What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Lou. You already know this is Poverty Talk Podcast. You already know it's music over poverty. So when we talking about issues and things that's affecting the black communities, we have to talk about the music and we have to talk about the influences that's on the black community. So tonight's topic is about the music. And this is probably going to be one of the biggest topics of every podcast, of this podcast, of any podcast, or any topic of conversation. And it's because the music has a big influence on everything that goes on in the communities, everything that goes on in the world today, period. So y'all already know how I do it. I get right into it. All right, so I want to talk about a few things. And I've been taking breaks from social media. Like, I've been posting little things here and there, but I've really been taking like a mental break from social media. So I wasn't able to learn about the quote unquote hip hop beef that's going on right now with, you know, I guess it's Machine Gun Kelly. I might not have my facts straight, but I know it's like one of those other hottest, you know, nationwide rappers, white nationwide rappers to say. And then Eminem, who is a legend in hip-hop, and anybody that loves hip-hop and anybody that knows hip-hop and loves the, you know, lyrics and real music, you know, knows that Eminem, yes, he's a white boy, but he's one of the meanest rappers in hip-hop. With that being said, he dropped a surprise album. Shout out to him for that. I'm a huge Eminem fan. He got me through a lot of, you know, psychological things that I was going through as far as my mom being concerned, because, you know, he has a lot of trauma, you know, with his mother and things like that. Anyway, to say that, I'm saying this, he dropped a new album, he's coming out with some new music. I heard he dissed a few folks, or he dissed some people, or whatever, but it was one video in particular. And if you guys are following me on Instagram, on LadyLou_215, if not, follow me right now at LadyLou_215 on Instagram, and you will see the post that I made promoting tonight's episode on, you know, the new world of hip-hop. And it was a video that he had where he was, you know, doing things, and he had, you know, shadows and other people mimicking him. And it was basically, long story short, it was basically just showing how the world is today. Like, everything on the internet, everything that people see, or they have a perception that this person is living this life, or they living that life, and they start to live a lie within themselves because they're trying to keep up with the quote-unquote Joneses of the internet. Now, I don't know how, you know, I'm not knocking anybody that, you know, do work hard and flex themselves on the internet, but let's get to the real basics of the programming. And that's what the topic is about tonight. It's not so much of just the music and the impact and the people that's following these, you know, rules or following these agendas, you know, that's and having this impact, because really it's mainly the black artists and the new upcoming artists in this generation that's coming up right now. This generation in hip-hop right now, it's not hip-hop. This generation right now, I don't know what you want to call it. You can call it I'm having a breakdown, you know, my parents are divorced, I just shot up a school, you know, I'm a pill head, I'm a coke, you know. I can't even say coke, because coke was out way before these children were even born. They came out in my generation sometime. But I just, you know, we are just in a generation where the music has been a very bad influence on the generation that's coming up right now. And that's why we are so disconnected with each other and with our people in the black communities and within our culture. One, because our people, some of us don't even know who we are and what our culture is about and what it is and what it, you know, pertains of. And then you have others that do know what the culture pertains of, and they're looked at as the black sheep. And then you have those that, you know, engage into this music era where everything that you see on the internet, Instagram, Facebook, or whatever, or you hearing the music, is something that you're supposed to follow. And this is why we're losing so many people today in our community, so many children, so many parents, you know, everybody's dying off of the perception, you know, off of the perception that this person has something that you don't have, because we are living in poverty. And then we are going through psychological issues listening to this music. And when you hear this new music from all these little Uzis and all these diamond dials and these dials, and I don't even know how many fucking dials there are. I didn't even play with that many dials as a kid. And I'm not being funny, I'm dead ass serious. I'm just saying, it's just all these lives that people are putting on a part of this agenda to keep our people programmed. And we are never going to come out of slavery within a whole if you allow yourself to keep being programmed from the things that you see, the things that you hear, the things that you touch, the things that you fear, the things that you taste, or whatever. You have to draw a line and gain some type of knowledge on where you are or on who you are. Because the music has become such a big influence, even from back then when it was just clean hip-hop. It was clean hip-hop. We had some revolutionaries. We had our KRS-One's, we had our Rakim's, you know, and even when coming into the generations, we had our Jadakiss's, you know, we had our Style P's, and, you know, every generation, you had that prophet, you had that prophecy aura in every generation. And in this now, in this prophecy generation, you don't have it. And the only in this generation, I can't speak for the whole entire world. I'm just speaking for my city, and my city in particular, which is Philadelphia. Shout out to the people that's listening right now that don't know. I'm Lady Lou. This is Poverty Talking. I'm from Philadelphia. Kwa, voice of the youth, he is the prophecy in the generation that's coming behind us. Me, I'm in my 30s. This is the prophecy because it's one in every generation. It's more than one. It's more than one rebel in every generation, and you will have that even when you think you're blindsided by just destruction, you know, destruction and dysfunction. You will see that is a rebel. There will be rebels born in every generation. You know, you get to see that, but you don't see it as much because that's not something that they promote. They don't promote, you know, the ongoing goodness and the success in the communities. They promote the violence. You know, they promote the prostitution. They promote the drug doing, all these things in the music. You know, Future constantly talks about pills and syrup. You know, you got your Nicki Minaj's and you got your Cardi B's and you got, and I respect these women. I respect these women to a certain extent. Cardi B, my baby, I'm not knocking her. She could know what it's like to come up being put out at 18, 17, being put on the streets and having to survive for yourself. And again, that's another topic for another night, because we got to talk about that, putting your kids out when they're not ready physically, mentally, emotionally, or financially, putting them out on the street and you expecting a better result from them. Anywho, I'm going to pull back off of that. Like I said, that's another topic for another night. But when you put these people or put these children in positions, whether it's in the household, it's through the music, it's through the TV, you progress them in a way to where as though they feel like they're on your level. This is why the youth don't respect their adults right now, because of the music. When you have the Cardi B's and, you know, the Nicki Minaj's, where everything is my face, my pussy, you know, I got money, you know, these niggas loving me, and all this shit that's basically helping degrade yourself. The music degrades the black woman. It promotes prostitution. It promotes drug using, all these things. And you have these puppets that's following this agenda that's poisoning the minds of the youth, that's poisoning the minds of the black and brown babies in our culture that's coming up in poverty. And you have these, you know, these babies following these celebrities, and they're trying to live these lives off of perceptions, only off of what they think, not really what these people lives are really like. And if you're not in the conscious mind, if you're not in the right state of mind where you understand and you have the knowledge to gain or to have gained to know the difference, then you were going to follow suit, and then you become a puppet and you become a victim of the programming. And I wouldn't even call it a victim, you know, because at some point you victimize yourself, you know, when you don't seek knowledge or you don't seek to know who you are as a person, where you just take for what the master told you who you were, you know, it's not too much I can do for you individually. I'm speaking for myself. Others may want to take that step with you. I can't. I'm at a point in my life where I don't take that step anymore. I reach out. I speak. I push out the knowledge that I know, and I don't really stick around too long. I'm not saying I don't stick around at all, but I don't stick around too long for people to understand, because some people just don't want to understand. And sometimes 30 seconds of conversation is not due to any person. So, with that being said, I want to get a perspective on what the public thinks, or what my followers think, and what my listeners think on if am I over exaggerating, or are we, you know, did Eminem just show us exactly what route that we are going in hip hop, and how it has been influencing our you know, communities. And he comes from poverty for sure. He's from Detroit, Michigan, you know, one of the small, you know, largest, you know, sorry about that, it was a mistake, one of the largest as Philadelphia, with the highest poverty rate. You know, we seen how he grew up, you know, and even if he gave us a short story on what it was, we know the big picture of all this shit. We know the big picture of it. It's really hard to not see when you already know. And I hope, you know, that the brothers and sisters that's out there, the youth, the parents, everybody in the community that ignores it out of fear and don't want to see it, I hope that one day they can find the strength within themselves and learn who they are, you know, as the chosen people, as the melanated people, so they can reach that perspective to understand where everybody else that's around them that they call them crazy is coming from. I'm not going to hold you up too much, but we are playing a game of puppets and programming, and it needs to come to some type of end. And if it comes to, you know, everybody boycotting, you want to boycott the white man, you want to boycott the white man for this, you want to boycott the white man for that, let's boycott our own people. Sometimes when it's becoming a situation where it's not helping, it's causing destruction, you know, we need to take a stand on that as well. You know, everybody want to say Black Lives Matter when it's a white police killing a black man, but nobody screams Black Lives Matter when it's a black man killing a black man. We cannot have standards, or we cannot love differently or look at things differently when it's that. No, the music that's going on right now, the new world hip hop that's going on right now, is poisoning our kids, is dumbing down our fucking children. You know, the internet is keeping them occupied. Nobody thinks for themselves. It's a low attention span. You know, and all these things are being bottled up into a bottle or being written down on a piece of paper. And now there are diagnoses. These are diagnoses now. Now your child is ADHD, or now your child is this, and now your child is that. This is all a cycle of everything that's going on. From the things that's on the TV, from the food, from the music. Tonight is about the music. Being puppets. The programming. I'm letting y'all go with that. Y'all already know. Follow me on Instagram, LadyLou_215. Y'all already know I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Encore, Apple Music, Spotify, #MusicOverPoverty. I'll talk to y'all Wednesday. Peace.